went to go do Alakazam and you got the first contract from Kellogg's, it was a different kind of experience maybe than what other children's shows that were produced by the network had. So how is it different being an independent producer?
Well, I don't know about other shows, but I do know about ours. When we received the okay from Kellogg's, and I went to Chicago and basically signed the contract, if you will, we were to receive over $5,000 a week, and I thought, this is wonderful. How in the world are we going to spend $5,000 a week on a magic show? And then, because that was the equivalent of maybe 10 or 15, could be now, whatever it is, or considerably more now. But then I found out what we had to do was to produce the entire show. They paid us the money from which we bought the magic, bought the costumes, paid the assistants, paid for the music, and so forth, which you could have done. But we also had to produce the show itself. When we were shooting at Television City, CBS Television City, which was one of the most expensive places, probably the most expensive place to produce a television show in the United States. And we had to pay for, we had three cameras, one of them on a boom in the center with a zoom lens, and we had to pay for all the technicians that were recording the show on film. We had to pay for the recording itself, which was the CBS method, which they meant that we ended up with a 35 millimeter film in black and white with a separate soundtrack.
We paid for the lighting man and the lighting crew. We paid for the whole crew, who's the audio technicians, the cameramen, the use of the studio, the business use, the artist at CBS we had to pay also. They had an artist assigned to us. And what else? It was an unbelievable amount of money.
And you had an office, too.
Oh, we had an office, and we had an office staff that we paid for. And I don't know where it all came from.
No.
Or where it all went.
Oh, yeah, we know where it went.
Fortunately, we made a little bit of extra money doing we did two commercials on every show. Two commercials ran on every show.
Oh, that we
show.
Also shot those during the week, beside having meetings and running around getting ready for the weekly show we were doing. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and they paid us a few $100 extra for those commercials. But the bottom line is that it took all the money we made, plus a lot more. And CBS was very good to us, and the people were very nice at CBS, of course, too. But we kept running up our expenses at CBS every week. It would get a little more.
And everyone who worked with us and our own staff knew what we were going through. They were really working hard with us and working with us throughout the season of doing the shows on CBS. And also, we kept the same group of people all summer while we were working and touring, doing fair shows. They stayed with us through thick and thin.
Now, you did the fair shows to try and catch up? It seems like you were working so hard doing this series that you'd want to take a break. Why did you go out and do fair shows?
And get even deeper into it? No. We did the fair shows. We enjoyed doing those.
And that helped pay our CBS bills, too.
Yeah, it certainly did. So we kept busy. And everybody did everything. And whenever anybody would start to work for us, I would explain, or Nani would explain to them, that we do everything here, including emptying the trash. I just emptied it yesterday, and maybe tomorrow may be your day. But we, as Nani said, we had nobody writing a script. We had nobody doing makeup for us. We had nobody doing anything else.
We couldn't afford anymore.
You know,
so at the end of the 2 years at CBS, what happened?
Well, we owed about $150,000 to CBS.
Which is a lot more today, if you were comparing the price of what you're doing today and paying for as you were doing in 1962.
Yeah.
Now, the easy thing to do there would have been to say, we're sorry, we just can't pay you off. But we didn't do that to CBS. We said, we will pay you off. It'll take a little time. Can you grant us some time to cover the bill? And they did.
It took us a little over 2 years, I think, if I remember right, writing those weekly checks, which was a pain to me to do each time I did it. I thought about, but we already did these shows. Why are we paying for them now? Wow. Anyway, that would go through my mind. However, we did pay CBS off, but we kept on working, doing other shows in order to do it.
Yeah, and if we had it to do over again, we would do the same thing. Because
we don't know any better.
No.
Well, you made quite an achievement, and it was really worth it. And I'm sure that all our fans out there who had no idea of what efforts you all were going through really appreciate all that hard work. Mm-hmm.